It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today, I'm going to give you a different slant on the good things that came out of this political season. Typically, you step into the voting booth and you think, clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. And it may be only a little different this year, but there may be some rays of light during this election process, and I will share them with you. There was a new candidate for the Sausalito City Council, and this was a good thing. It had looked as though the two incumbents would have no opposition, but Jill Hoffman threw her hat into the ring, and it made the election season much more interesting. If you've listened to this show, you know that I'm a big advocate of two sides to every story. Jill Hoffman's positions on a number of issues were far different from those held by the incumbents. You may agree with one side or the other, but it is always good to have both sides represented. One issue that came to light several times during this past election season was the transparency of the city of Sausalito's budget. The incumbents trumpeted the fact that the city's budget was both balanced and transparent. But both the challenger and a number of angry residents pointed out some flaws in the budget. One example is the budget decision several years ago to reduce the number of police officers by a third. This reduction definitely helped to balance the budget, but as a number of residents strongly argued at a recent council meeting, the result of the cost-cutting of the police force may well have left the residents the scared victims of violent break-ins. Jill Hoffman pointed out that the budget may also be understating the government employee pension and health benefit obligations. The incumbents responded that there were more than adequate reserves to meet these obligations. Since a number of municipalities have faced bankruptcy based on these types of benefit obligations, this issue requires much more transparency going forward. There are clearly two sides to the story. As of right now, only one side is being heard at the council level. Further evidence of this transparency issue is the plan for the revision of the ferry landing in Sausalito. While this did not start out to be a political issue, it has rapidly become one because so many residents were surprised to learn about the significant expansion of the ferry landing by means of not a city announcement, but rather a design review held by the San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission, commonly called BCDC. Thanks to it being a political season, people were quickly educated as to both sides of the story on this ferry landing expansion. This expansion would have a significant impact on the city of Sausalito in a number of ways, ranging from the attractiveness of our waterfront to traffic volumes on our roadways. The residents of Sausalito were entitled to know more about this expansion, and thanks to the political process, we are learning rapidly. So good things do come from these election campaigns. We'll all be glad when the election is over and the yard signs have been removed. But we have learned a lot over the past few months, and this is democracy in action. It's not neat, it's not terribly efficient, but it does bring good information to the surface. It's up to us to do something with that information. So please, if you haven't already done so, vote. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there's a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.